Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 28th.
Oh, rent is due tomorrow, people.
Yes, and if you're born on February 29th, you're not going to have a birthday this year.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. They just take the 28th or the 1st. I don't know what they do.
I know. It's really weird, honestly. Yeah. It's called leap year, right?
Yeah.
Does it come every other year?
Every 4 years.
Yeah. So basically, you could lie about your age. You're like, I'm 20.
By one day.
You technically say you didn't have a birthday.
Yeah. I was born on February 30th.
Yeah.
But you never know, man.
Honestly, it doesn't really make any sense that month doesn't have 30 or 31 days. But that's
It does, because they had to make corrections. Because, you see, the way we divide time, people wanted to make it precise.
We make it up, though.
There's
really no proof that time is definitely time.
What does that mean?
Like, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
No, we never have.
We definitely have.
About time?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have it again.
I don't know. It's just like somebody was like, how long does someone know that an hour is an hour? I mean, I get night and day. Obviously, that's blatantly obvious.
Right.
But we don't really know that technically an hour is an hour. We made that shit up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, we decided how to divide time, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. So then it doesn't make any sense that we would have all the months long except for
February. No, because the months go by the moon and the sun and shit. You know? So, yeah, it makes
sense. But not every October has the same moon cycle, though. Like, October last year, like, okay, you know how sometimes they're like, oh, blood moon, or there's an eclipse, or whatever, half a moon.
Right.
It's not going to be the same every year on the same month.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that's the case and it's changing all the time, then there really is no determination on how long a month is a month.
No, people made that determination. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, it's cool, whatever, it's a cool system.
Right.
But honestly, to me, it doesn't make sense that February just has... Like, people need that extra 3 days for rent, okay? Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck the universe. I don't care.
Oh, man.
But no, really. I mean, it's all kind of random, you know, but still it goes based. Because, I mean, time is time. It takes Earth a certain time, like a year, to go around the sun, right? So they decided to divide it by 365, you know?
Right.
But because... So that's the way it is, you know. I mean, it's sort of like started from the universe, but then we started dividing it to smaller pieces, and then we did it, you know.
Right.
For sure. So how are you doing today?
I'm so tired.
Yeah?
I had the worst night's sleep.
Why?
I woke up every half... When I
did
tell
you drink before?
I had wine, but wine usually puts me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, but every maybe hour, half hour, I was up.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I had to wake up early because I don't have... So I have to leave for work by 12:20. I don't get home from here till 11:30. So I was like, I have to fucking get ready before I go.
Wow.
Well, obviously my hair is still pinned.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You look different today.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
You half made up.
Yeah. Hair is up and pinned, people. I walked into CVS to get like a little protein pack because I was starving. And she was looking at me crazy. I was like, yes, my hair is pinned. I'm well aware. Thanks.
You didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say anything before that?
No, she's just looking at me like I was crazy.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, my hair's pinned. I almost forgot. Ha ha ha. Like I made a joke about it.
Right.
Obviously, but it was a jab as well.
So you assumed she was thinking that.
Obviously. I would just think if I saw a girl with her hair pinned, oh, she's on the way to a photo shoot or set.
Right.
Like it's not that big of a deal.
Right. Maybe she wasn't looking at you because of that.
Yeah, maybe I'm just cranky and tired.
Yeah.
And I had the weirdest dreams ever.
Really?
Anytime I woke up, I remembered my dream verbatim of what just happened. Wow. I'm like, what is happening today?
Yeah. That's shitty sleep.
Yeah. Horrible. And that's I'm working 8.5 hours tonight. So I know after 4, I'm going to crash for sure.
Wow.
Somebody save me.
I know. The sleep problems we're having here, for crying out loud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said that... sleeping in on the weekend doesn't really do anything for you.
Yeah, because you're only doing it for 2 days, really.
Right. So they're saying it's better just to sleep 7 hours every night. But I don't know.
Sometimes that's impossible.
On the weekend, I feel better when I sleep in, you know? So I don't know what the fuck that's all about. But yeah, sometimes it's impossible. I mean, right. If you work certain hours and right. stuff, yeah, it's hard to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I choose to, and then I pay for it in the morning.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, it rained last night.
It was drizzling cool. on my way here.
Oh, now? Oh, because this morning I didn't see anything. But in the forecast, it just said, yeah, overnight and mm-hmm. shit. But it was pretty, not heavy, but it was pretty steady rain mm-hmm. around midnight or so.
I think I heard it.
Yeah.
Because I went to bed around midnight. And I was in my bathroom. I'm like, is it fucking raining out?
Yeah, right.
And I was like, good night.
Yeah. But Saturday, it's going to be serious rain.
Yeah, I saw Saturday and Sunday, it's raining.
Oh, Sunday too?
Mm-hmm. Two days in a row.
See, it changes all the time. Yeah. And Saturday's the day I picked to do like a family thing for my, like a housewarming party for my family.
Right.
But it's not like it's going to bother anybody, you know, that it rains. I mean, I like it.
I hate going out when it rains.
I have a backyard with a cover and everything. So, you know, it's not a big deal. And plus, people can be inside. But, no, I love rain. I mean, I happen to remember things that happen on rainy days because
right.
there's so few.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm about to sneeze like big time. Oh,
go for it.
Hold on.
let it rip.
No, I'm trying to let it go, but it's not going to go. But hold on.
Yeah. Bless you.
Oh,
bless
you.
You.
I'm glad I know how to stifle these sneezes, you know, otherwise it gets loud.
Does it?
Well, when people sneeze.
I feel like guys have really annoying sneezes. I'm like, wow, settle the fuck down.
Really?
Yeah.
Some guys are crazy, you know? I mean, you know, yeah, bodily functions and shit, you know? It was funny when I went to see my friends up north. They're twins, and they're a little eccentric, you know? They're a little crazy.
I feel like one is eccentric, and the other one is more me. Like very bleh.
No, they're the same.
No, definitely not.
They start farting and shit like that, you know. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, and then he goes and he spits in the little plastic cup so we'd use it as an ashtray. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? What the
fuck? Why wouldn't you just use water?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Ew.
So
when's the last time you got pussy?
A long time.
Are they single?
Yeah. No, one is married and, you know, the other
my
one.
My husband is never. My husband is never behaving like that ever.
No.
And if he is, you see this? This is divorce papers. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Around. I said to him, how do you expect to find women like this? And then we went to a bar and they start doing like, kind of like gestures of masturbation, like, you know, near their head, whatever they were saying, I couldn't even hear. I'm like, why are you guys doing this?
Oh,
you know,
no.
Women can see you across the room.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I can't picture you being comfortable with that.
No,
I feel like
you
were dying inside.
I was. I said, you guys, and I said it several times over the weekend. I said to them, you guys need an adult in the room.
Yeah,
you know,
and are they older than you or younger?
No, they're younger than they're 50.
Okay, and, but still, that's a little. But they remind me of my dad. My dad is like out of control when he
really?
Goes out in public now.
Wow.
I'm like, Dad, stop.
Yeah.
It's like being with a fucking child. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And then as soon as the liquor hits their system, it's like, oh, here we go. Night's done.
Yeah.
Gotta watch him for the rest of the night.
I know. They don't think about that.
Mm-mm.
You know? And it's so embarrassing. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
Right.
And so they kept doing it to annoy me. And
right.
And I'm like, women are looking at you from across the room. What are they going to think? You know? But yeah, obviously he hasn't dated for a long time.
That's sad.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any. So only one of them has kids, or they both have kids?
No, one does. The other one is just single, never married.
No kids?
And he lives with them, yeah. Because they have a business together. So
I could never live with my twin, I don't think.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe the house was big enough. If we had like a mansion and she
house.
Had like the left wing and I had the right wing, then I'd be like, okay, like I'll see you in the kitchen when it's dinner time.
But they work together. You see, they sit together
24/7. That's even worse.
Right.
Fucking working together and living together, that
right.
is far too much.
No, I know, but I guess they do fight sometimes, but for the most part, they get along. You know,
yeah.
They
for the most part, me and Gabby get along. I still couldn't live with her and work with her 24/7. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, somebody give me a break.
I know you need to separate your lives, and yeah. I told him that many times, but he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to shit I say, both of them, and it really irritates me. I'm like, you guys talk too much. Would you listen for a while? And I'm always right too.
Yeah. Yikes.
But yeah, so, and they run a business and it's pretty successful, but they keep doing, making mistakes. And I'm like, why are you guys doing this? You know, so, but, you know, after after they lost everything in the Paradise Fire, you know, they're just trying to hold on to some kind of sanity, you know. But they got a nice house, $3 million house, man.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, right?
It's very nice.
Decks and shit. Fucking view from the mountains.
Yeah, but they're only there for a year, so yeah. That sucks.
But that's okay. So what? Who says things have to be forever?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you enjoy it while you can.
I don't think I would ever buy a $3 million home. I'd be content with like a house that was like a mill, big enough, backyard for my dogs.
Yeah, but it depends where, you know?
Yeah, and I don't like... I forget where I was driving last week when I had a photo shoot. We drove to parts of LA I've never seen before. Wow. And the houses are so fucking close to... It's like literally you could walk out of your second floor window right into your neighbor's second floor window. Right. I'm like, that's how close these houses are. I would never want that.
Right.
Like back in Massachusetts, my mom's house that where she lives with Gabby, it's like a duplex. Uh-huh. So obviously it's a double home or whatever. But their side of the home is huge, huge backyard. And it's like you... Nowhere near the neighbors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's just
You're
crazy.
Talking about townhomes, no? I think it's a townhome where they're so close to each other. You called it a duplex, but...
No, duplex is what
two
my
families,
parents...
Right?
Yeah, that's what my mom has.
Yeah, okay, so that's
but
usually
I'm talking
what
about,
townhouses are like.
No, the ones in LA are full-blown houses.
Full-blown houses and they're
on top of
each other.
I'm like, they don't even have... They don't even have, like, a yard. Like, where does your dog go to take a dump?
Right. It's or maybe just, they don't have a dog.
Yeah, they probably can't.
Right.
Because they're so close together.
So it does depend on where you live, you know. And
even in
you
nice
know, the
spots,
house is only part of the story.
Right. And then even in nice spots in Beverly Hills, if you drive through Beverly Hills, some of those houses are on top of each other too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're way nicer.
Right.
But they're still on top of each other.
Right. But the same house, if you put it like on the bottom of the valley, would cost probably a third.
Yeah.
As much. So you paid for the location.
I mean, I wouldn't mind paying a third of the cost for living in the valley. I think the valley's nice.
Right.
And
no,
like,
absolutely.
You don't have to pay for parking. It's less stressful.
Right.
It's just for me right now, I'm
but
better
yeah,
off
there's
being,
less happening here.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
For young people, it's better
I
to
I feel
be,
like this is for an older... Half the girls I work with live in the valley. And they always complain about how the drive is like half an hour to and from. Plus, you're getting out of work at 1. So you've got to drive a half hour home. You're really not getting home until 2:30.
Yeah. No, it's
thanks.
Better to work close to where you work and to live where you work and go out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for you, Hollywood is just fine.
Yeah, for right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Till I figure out, like, who's going to marry me, you know.
Yeah. And then you can pick the house you want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's pretty funny, you know. But
Lady Gaga went on Jimmy Kimmel and cleared up dating rumors with Bradley Cooper.
You must have read my mind. Because
you were just about to read that?
How did you switch like the thing so far?
Because I was talking about marriage and then I was just thinking, oh, yeah, I saw the highlights of the.
Yeah.
I think that's all. I think that's an act.
You think so?
Yeah.
What, the Jimmy Kimmel or the show itself?
I think her going on there and saying there's nothing between them.
Right.
Was
you
an
think
act.
That's
you can,
an act?
And like even everybody saying she's lying.
Really?
Yeah, like her body language, everything. Like she rolled her eyes and played it off really well, but then Jimmy Kimmel was like, okay, so if we get on stage and I perform that song with you, are we gonna have the same chemistry?
Right.
And she looked at him like, no.
But okay, why would she Yeah, well with Bradley Cooper you could have anybody could have chemistry.
I don't
suppose.
Think Jimmy Kimmel's a bad looking fellow.
Right, but he's no Bradley Cooper.
See, I don't find Bradley Cooper attractive.
Really?
Yeah, like he'd be like my last choice in Hollywood to go to.
Wow.
Like I would love to have a conversation with him, pick his brain.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Sex wise, no thank you.
You don't think he's handsome?
He's not ugly, but he's not my type.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah. He's not ugly at all.
Yeah. No, your type is tattoos and shit like that. No.
I mean, I do like tattoos. Don't get me wrong. But like, I can date a guy that doesn't have tattoos.
Yeah. But it looks like Bradley Cooper. No. Right.
No. He looks like somebody else.
Right. So they need to look different.
Yeah.
All right, but no, she says I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job. We fooled you.
She was like, she said that they wanted the audience to think they were in love.
Right, right. She said, you know, we wanted to show love, and we succeeded. You know,
because y'all love each other. That's why it was easy to do.
But let me ask you this: if that was true, why would they deny it? They probably do
love
each other,
but maybe they're not in love.
But why would they deny
it? Because he's in a relationship. It just wouldn't be a good look.
So you don't think they're like, you don't think they would act on it if they were in love?
We don't know if they're acting on it. Yeah, maybe he wants to, but it's really difficult. His baby's only like, what, a year? Maybe two?
Right. What a situation he put himself in, huh?
There's like literally pictures of them at the after party where his girlfriend is just like sitting on a bench and him and Lady Gaga are like, laughing and grabbing onto each other's arms, and she's just like they like circle around her. She's just sitting behind them. I'm like, damn, poor chick.
I know.
That sucks.
But you know, there's been many Hollywood love stories, you know, in the past.
I feel like there hasn't been one in a long time.
No, not in a long time. You're right.
Like, there hasn't been one where everyone was like, oh, I saw that coming. Like, Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron supposedly have something going on now.
Right.
But even at that, ever since news broke that they were together, they haven't been spotted with each other since. So it's like, I feel like everyone just wants to be like, leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
My business is my business. Because I can't imagine living that and everyone wants to know your business.
Right. But they have to plan on it if they go into acting and want to be big, you know?
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
That's why it frustrates me when I see like videos and stuff of people like complaining or like dismissing their fans. I'm like, if it weren't for these fucking people, you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't be living in the house you live in. You wouldn't be rolling VIPs to the event you're going to right now.
Right. And don't pretend you don't like all the fucking attention.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have done it. Oh, no, I'm an artist. I didn't sign up for this. You did sign up for this because you know exactly what was coming with being a goddamn actor, actress, singer, musician.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And if you don't believe you're going to be famous, don't get into it in the first place.
Yeah. But that's I'm just really like Amy Winehouse. She did an interview before she died and she was like, I didn't ask for this.
Right. That's bullshit.
I'm like, okay, you didn't ask for it, but at some point you got into the studio. Everyone was telling you you're going to make it, and you knew there was a possibility that you're going to fucking make it, and your life is going to change, and you're going to blow the fuck up.
Right.
But, I mean, alcoholism is no joke. She's literally the Bradley Cooper of A Star Is Born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They found her, she basically drowned in vodka. That was how she died.
Jeez.
Her blood point level was over 3, I think.
Jeez.
I'm going to Google it, actually, but I know it was super high.
So she drank herself to
death. She drank herself to death.
To death.
She was like next to a vodka bottle when they found her.
Jeez. Yeah, that's pretty tough, man.
Well, if you YouTube...
Maybe she wanted to die.
Yeah, you never know. But if you YouTube Amy Winehouse before death, like her performances before she passed away, it's like that was a cry for help.
Really?
And like anyone on her team, like if she had a good team around her, would have never... let her go on stage and perform like that. Like, she's not even coherent.
Really?
Falling all over the place.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's really bad. Like, some of the videos.
Some people saw it coming, though, but just not her team, you're saying.
No, I'm saying her team probably saw it coming. But they were like, we care more about the money. Get the fuck out on stage and perform tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is she out there? You guys obviously see her backstage. She is not okay.
Jeez, but maybe nobody was allowed to say anything around her.
Or maybe there was no, maybe she was arguing like, no, I'm fine. You just never know.
Yeah.
Let's see, man.
That's tragic, though.
Such as bad. And she was so talented. I still listen to her music on my.
Really? I never even heard one of her songs. Let's play something.
Play Valerie.
Valerie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listen to this all the time.
Amy Winehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want Amy Winehouse. Valerie. Okay, found it. Yeah, let me hear it, because I'm really curious to hear her songs. So this is one that you like?
This is Valerie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's British, right?
No.
No, she's American. Really?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong.
She sounds American.
Oh no, she's from London. You're right.
That's a cool song. I didn't realize she had this kind of music. Yeah. Wow. And then she has one called Rehab.
Her blood alcohol level was 416 milligrams per 100 milligrams, so 0.416. That's really fucking crazy.
Yeah, wow. Yes, I've been
black, but when I come 5 times the legal limit.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Pretty depressing shit, man.
Well, she was also bulimic.
Yeah.
So she had an eating disorder and was drinking, so it's just
she seems very thin.
Yeah, yeah.
So was that anorexic or bulimic?
Bulimia.
She was
so
bulimic.
She would eat and then throw it all
and
up.
And throw it up, right.
Which causes problems with your throat, your teeth.
Yeah, your
and
teeth.
And on top of that, she's drinking alcohol 5 times the legal limit.
Yeah. Wow. So she was messed up. I mean, she had a few things that were not okay with her. Yeah.
And obviously wasn't seeking help for it. And nobody was helping her seek. So they said that the bodyguard saw her, like, showed up 3 days before she died.
Right.
And was like, she was drunk when I showed up. And then he said the next couple of days, because she was at home, so it's not like she needed to be watched 24/7. So he said the next couple of days he would come and notice that she was drinking. So in the morning, the day that she died, he checked in on her at 10 a.m. and she was laying down.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, she usually sleeps in on a after a night out. But then he said he came back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She was in the same exact position.
Oh, God.
Dead on the scene.
How scary to find someone dead, huh?
I don't know. I don't think you'd ever get over that.
No.
That image, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I saw my dad, and that image never goes away.
Like, he what do you mean you saw your dad?
He just died, you know? I mean, I wasn't there that moment.
We had to identify his body.
What's that?
Did you have to, like, come and identify his body, basically?
No, but I saw him. They hadn't come to get him yet. I mean, I was there 10 minutes after.
Oh.
Yeah. And my brother was there and everything. But it's just like they just stopped breathing, you know. So, but yeah, we were there in the room with him for an hour. It was the first time in my life I was in a room with a dead person.
Yeah, my dad went to go see my grandmother. I didn't go because I didn't want to remember her that way. Yeah. You know, I was like, I'm not going to remember what my grandmother looked like lifeless. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So.
I know, man. I know. That's tough. You know, it's tough to lose people, man. Check this out. They have a little video of someone videotaping this plane flying and is swaying in a strong wind.
Oh, no. I don't want to see it.
Okay. But it's not from inside. It's from outside. Somebody on the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the plane just sways and it goes up and down. And my God, it goes almost vertical. And I'm going, what the fuck? If you were on that plane,
people are probably screaming.
You would die. You would die. Oh, man. That's my biggest fear is when they take off that they're just going
to
become
vertical. Is it
takeoff
or is it landing? Are they trying to land or take off?
No, I think it was maybe trying to take off. But no, he was actually flying. He was not taking off or anything, but because they had to divert the flight.
So, yeah, but if they were diverting the flight, they're landing.
Not necessarily. I mean, they have to wait until they get to the other... But, yeah, I mean, the fact is it was pretty low, I guess.
Yeah, so it was probably landing, and the landing probably was probably rough.
Yeah.
When I went to Chicago, the landing was like that.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? They had to circle back around.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are we circling back around? What the fuck is this?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wind is pretty scary, man.
Yeah, and Chicago's a windy city.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Let's chill out, Mother Nature.
Enough with the fucking planes, man. What the fuck?
I know. I hate even thinking about planes. I hate it.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm good.
You know, I'm thinking we had four out of the five short film nominees here, and none of them won.
Mm-hmm.
Out of five. I mean, what the fuck?
It's so funny because the last person we had for Detainment, Catherine?
No, Catherine was not for Detainment. She was for Marguerite.
No, but the publicist.
Oh, Catherine, the publicist.
Yeah. The publicist. Her name's Catherine, right?
I'm getting totally confused. Yes.
Okay, yeah, but when she was here, she made a remark. She was like, yeah, the only other movie is Skin, and if they win, I'm going to be pissed. And I'm like, well, right. Shorty.
Yeah, well, she did get pissed. But she got to go to the Oscars. What the fuck?
I know.
You know? She posted pictures. They even caught her on video or something there by some of the people that were interviewing.
I wish I was at the carpet. Oscars.
I know. Well, you got to hang out with the right crowd.
No, I just need to be somebody's date. Like, let's do this.
That's what I mean.
Let's do this. Go. I probably would be bored, and I probably would be wasted.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get out of here.
It's just so phony there. I don't know, man.
I just couldn't smile for that long. Mm. You know, like up and down the red carpet, then while you're seating, then during the show.
Right. I don't know.
I always think it's funny when they zoom in on people and they like look tired or they're like, and then they realize the camera's on them and they're like.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm like, well, we already caught you, so don't be fake now.
They actually showed a picture of a cameraman behind Michael Cohen in his thing that was yawning all the time in the background. That's so funny. Or you know,
But you know what? They probably are so tired. They probably worked like 15 hours that day because they got to do the red carpet, then run inside and film the show.
Right.
And carrying those cameras.
I think the most
cameras?
Ridiculous thing, though, is to sit behind the president during the State of the Union with the vice president
The
speaker.
Yeah, because of course you're going to yawn.
And no, you can't do anything. You have millions of people looking at you and you're just sitting there.
Some people do that on purpose because they want to be seen.
Right. But I mean, come on. You sit there for a fucking hour and you can't do anything. I mean, you want to scratch your nose. You want to do this. You can't. You have to sit there like a fucking statue. Mm-hmm. I could never do that.
I mean, I could never sit
it's not like
in something
performing.
Like that anyway. I'd be like, what the hell?
Right. You know, so what I'm saying is, look, you can be in front of a lot of people for 5, 10, 15 minutes performing.
Right.
Right? And you could feel just fine. But to sit in front of so many millions and the camera's straight at you for doing nothing other than sitting there and pretend to be interested.
Right.
And you're looking at the back of the president. I think they should do away with that altogether. You know, why are they sitting there? Who the fuck cares? Let them sit in the front. That's good enough.
Yeah,
it's so
I
distracting
don't know.
To me.
I don't watch it, so I don't care. But that would be me. I'd be sleeping for sure. But good night.
Yeah. So Trump came back without a deal with North Korea, but at least... They're speaking. They're talking to each other.
Haven't they been speaking for like a while now, though?
Yeah, but we never have before.
Yeah, but didn't he do like handshakes with them like a few months ago?
Yeah. This is Summit 2.0.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, and what's interesting is how we fixed our relationships with Vietnam, too, who, you know, we had a very terrible war with. And now, you know, we can go there like friends and everything. But think about it. This has happened a lot. With the Japanese, they were our enemies. Now they're friends. The Germans were our enemies. Now they're friends. The Italians. You know, there was a lot of... The Russians, well, they're not really our friends, but at least we're talking to them now.
Right.
You know, more than before during the Soviet Union. So what I'm saying is these hatreds... They don't last, you know? I mean, you might hate your enemy, but what?
I feel like some hatred in the world does last.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Right, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
So, like, for example, you have, like, maybe there's others. I'm sure there's other hatreds out there, but anti-Semitism, for example,
like,
is undying. It's
yeah,
been
like,
there forever.
KKK is, like, it's going on for generations on generations. I'm like, bro,
I'm
it's 2000.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, the pursuit of Jews, you know.
I don't pay attention to it, but I've literally never, I don't think I've met or heard of a single instance of somebody just like hating Jews.
Really?
Except if it's in history books. I feel like it's more potent, like white people hating every other race but white. I think that's still
true.
Yeah, there's so many KKK still out there and like white supremacists.
But you have to understand, those are the extremists. Yeah. Most people are not like that. That's just like a fringe group.
Yeah, but it's still going, which is crazy. Well, they're still going strong. I'm like, how did you guys not die off yet? Because everybody's pretty much mixed. Everyone. Like in 2024, probably like 90% of the world will be a mixed race. Yeah. Like you won't be able to pinpoint like what the fuck somebody is.
Exactly.
Because Asians are having sex global. With black people, but then white people are having sex with someone who's already mixed. So it's like it's five different races instead of one. It's not just black and white.
Right.
Like even me, I'm like four different races. It's like, you know, everyone's going to be mixed.
Yeah, you can't take sides.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the fact is that we have a name for this kind of hatred that never stops. And yeah, you don't see that. But if you look around the world, and not in history books, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
You see swastikas painted on in Jewish cemeteries and schools, synagogues.
That's a Hitler symbol, right?
Right, right. The cross.
But they don't just hate Jews. They hate like everyone.
No, it's Jews.
Yeah, but people that are
you
that
mean
are like
Nazis?
Yeah, they hate like everyone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course Jews are number one for sure, but right. They hate everyone.
No, that's true. That's the neo-Nazis, the new ones.
Did you ever see what's that movie with
Schindler's List?
No.
It's about
somebody who was a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
Edward
about, right?
Norton,
yes.
Right?
What is it called?
Citizen X or something? No.
No, but it might be something with an X. American History X.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I never saw it, though. Really?
Oh, my God. It's intense.
Really?
Yeah. So he starts the movie off as a white supremacist, and towards the end, he's like, I don't know if I'm into this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, but the violence in that movie is so insane.
Jeez.
There's a scene in the movie where the white guys make this black guy put his mouth on the curb, like a sidewalk.
Oh, my God. And they call this like a curb job? No?
I don't know, but it's the worst scene I've ever seen in a movie.
Wow.
For sure.
And then they just like...
Kick his face
into the curb.
I don't think you survive that.
Jeez, man. Yeah, people are.
You have to see that.
People are vicious.
I can't believe you have not seen that movie.
No, I haven't. Well, maybe it's time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I will never watch it again. It was too much for me, honestly. It was too intense. I'm a huge fan of Edward Norton, so like, I had to see it. But it's really like gut wrenching.
Yeah.
And it's like shit that's still going on. But he's a Nazi, so I mean he hates Jews, but the focus was black people in the movie.
Right, right. Yeah. You're right. They don't like anybody.
Anybody. Like in jail they don't like anybody. Like if you're part of that group.
To say white people in general is pretty generalizing, you know?
They're all white.
No, but you said like white people, you said it like it was a pretty big generalization. Like,
what do you mean?
White people don't like anybody who is not white.
No, white supremacists do not.
Oh, white supremacists.
Yeah, I'm not saying white people in general. I'm saying people
because
that are
the
part.
Because in the beginning, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean people that are part of the, like that belief.
Right.
Like people that only want to have sex with white people.
Right.
Have babies with white people. Want to continue the white race.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they're fucking racist.
Yeah.
It's just the
truth. That's true. Yeah.
But no, there's definitely white people out here. Like. There's hello.
Yeah.
My mom loves black men. Like, yeah. There's plenty of white people that just don't care.
Right.
That
exactly.
are mad chill.
You know,
like not George Bush, Bill Clinton.
Uh huh.
He's mad chill.
What about him?
He's like a white guy that seems like if he could get divorced, he would remarry to like a Spanish or black woman.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
Because he hangs out with like Snoop Dogg and a bunch of rappers. I'm like, what's he doing on his free time? I wonder.
Yeah, but all the women that came and accused him were white. Right?
How many women accused him?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, at least five or six.
Accused him of what? Sexual harassment?
Yeah. Or sexual relations.
Yeah, but it's like, you can't accuse a man of sexual relationship if you were in the relationship with him.
No, I know. But listen, sometimes they say it's because of the power play that you sort of like, if you're afraid to get fired or you're afraid it's going to affect your thing.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Like, you know,
I'm sorry,
coercion.
Shut the fuck up. Ain't no man on this planet, power or no power, ever going to make me feel like I need to do something. I'd look at him like, I'm sorry, who are you talking
to? Well,
you're
different.
I am different. I know that.
You're tough.
I'm teaching my daughter that same shit. Ain't no man on this planet ever going to tell you that you need to do something or or spread your legs or do whatever it is that he's expecting you to do.
Even the husband, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Husbands can still rape their wives.
Right.
Which is so crazy. If that ever happens to me, I'd be like, divorce.
I know. Well, of course. I mean, and
police way, report
way
as
before
well.
That, the moment the wife stops wanting the sex, you fucking break up. You know, you don't wait till he rapes you. You know,
I think that might be. I think when that happens in relationships, there's a lot more going on than just
right. Rape. Right.
Like he probably hits her on a regular basis.
Right.
Verbally
right.
abuses her. Probably like. Tortures her day in and day out. Yeah, if you can force yourself onto your wife who doesn't willingly want to have sex with you at that moment,
right.
you are not, you're not like a, is there something wrong with you? There's
right.
something wrong
you're with not, your head. It's not normal.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. But that's what I'm saying.
It's my biggest fear because you like really never know anybody.
And women can't always feel that they can get away.
No, I know. Like I actually,
they're stuck.
A couple weeks ago when we were recording our podcast, Camilla was talking about abusive relationships. And I said, well, I was in one.
Uh-huh.
When I moved to NorCal, I was dating this guy who was super abusive. There was one time I went to his house and he put a shopping, like, you know how you get plastic bags from like Ralph's?
Right.
He put a plastic bag over my head.
Are you serious?
Held it shut and said, what if I killed you and put you in the dumpster out back?
Wow.
And then he finally let go. And no one ever thinks that the easiest thing to do when a plastic bag is going over your head is use your hands and rip open the front because you're gasping for air. You're not really thinking about it.
Right.
So after he did that, I literally called my dad. I said, you need to book me a flight. I'm coming home. But I was there for almost 2 years and it was like that for 2 years straight. So I told.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You dealt with abuse the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
There was one time.
Well, there's a reason why now you're different, you know. I mean, you've learned.
Yeah, but even sometimes I find myself making excuses for men I shouldn't be making excuses for. So I'm like, okay, I'm still a little bit fucked up, obviously, from this because I'm still making excuses. Like I give people way too many chances.
Yeah,
I allow too many red flags to pop up.
So so you let people step on you. That's not a good thing. That's being a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do that much anymore, do you?
Mm-hmm. Still? I would say that guy that I dated recently in LA, he didn't treat me well, and I allowed him to do that still, multiple times.
That's true.
It should have been one time and done. Like, you're dismissed. You're completely cut off.
Right.
And I think it was just the fear of being alone. But, like, now that I've met that guy from Chicago, I'm like, nobody will ever treat me like shit ever again. Yeah. I have, like, even the date. When I went on a date the other night, I told you about that, right?
No.
Okay, so before I went on my podcast, I went to get drinks with this guy, and you know, like, instantly if you have chemistry or not.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
that yesterday. Yeah, and on the way home, he was like,
yeah, that's the
American
guy
Psycho.
That bought you the food or whatever.
Yeah, but he made the American Psycho joke, and I'll never hang out with him ever again. That's it for me. I'm like, I'm done. All it takes is one comment now, and I'm just, it's not there for me. Like, I'll never go out with you ever again.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
What comment did he make again?
So we were,
I don't think he told me that.
Oh, okay.
Not the comment.
Okay, so we were leaving.
Right.
And I was like, I have to go. Like, I have to leave for the studio by 7:15 from my house. And Camilla was at my house for like 30 minutes. And I go right. And he went left. I go, I just told you to go right. I have to be home in like 2 minutes. He was like, you know, I'm writing a movie, American Psycho 3. And I looked at him and I just like literally looked at him. And he goes, what if I didn't bring you home right now? And I was like, haha, very funny. He's like, what if I just brought you back to my apartment and cut you up into little pieces?
Are you serious?
And I was like, so fucking uncomfortable, Sam.
Jeez.
So he then does, he had like a...
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know if it's just like they're not... I don't know if this dude just didn't... He's never been around like a beautiful woman or what, but never going to be around me ever again. Ever again.
Who
so then he does
that?
He has like a McLaren, which I didn't know what a McLaren was until he told me it was a McLaren because I just don't know fancy cars. And he starts doing like 90 on Fountain Avenue.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I'm not even going to make it home. I'm dying. I'm dying in this man's fucking two-door fucking car right now.
Jeez. Where do you find these guys?
I met this guy at work.
Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy. They're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find them with all these fancy cars, too.
Yeah, because the people with money are the most people to worry about.
Yeah.
Unless they have money and they act like they don't have money.
Right. Like that's like old money.
Yeah.
You know? But not, or new money, but you have to know how to be fucking modest.
Or like humble.
About it. Yeah, humble.
Like the guy in Chicago, you would never even, if you like met him in a bar, you would never know.
Right.
You would never know he was well off.
It's only the people that
have like the fancy cars doing 90 down, like fucking
right. And they were nothing before that, you know. And somehow they made money.
That's
stuff,
what happened with the guy that I dated, who's a drug dealer. He was eating McDonald's in his grandma's basement, and now has money, and he doesn't know how to act. I'm like, you came from nothing, therefore you should be humble.
Right?
Why the fuck are you acting like a piece of shit? It makes no sense.
Because they don't change, you know. No, they
you were a piece of shit when you were broke into McDonald's, and you're a piece of shit now with money and power. Exactly. Horrible. Yeah. Isn't it crazy how...
So that's terrifying, you know?
Horrifying.
The situation you were in?
Oh, yeah. I was so uncomfortable. Yeah. It was the most uncomfortable I've been in a while. It was like, this is why I don't date. And this is why I choose to be single.
Or find him in the wrong place.
Yeah, but you can't tell. I mean, my job should be a good place to find people.
Right, but it's so random. You don't know anything about
them. No, but you never know anything about anyone until you sit down and have like a meal with them.
Right.
And even at that, you can only gather so much information from one sit down.
Yeah, but what about if you meet him like through a Facebook thing or something? Because then you know the real person.
No, catfish? Do you know how many fake profiles are on? Do you know how many? If you type my name on Facebook, there's about 500 people that pop up.
Really?
I'm like, that's great. I'm Kim. I'm Rebecca. I'm Sarah. You name it, I'm on there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like your pictures are there.
Yeah. People steal my pictures all the time. That's why I stopped posting on Facebook. I like never use my Facebook.
Yeah.
Never on it.
Or just keep it private, you know? Then people can get to it. Mm. All your friends.
I do. I don't think my page is open. I haven't even looked at my Facebook in like 10 years. I just don't care.
But there's shit there all the time. Is it just because it's connected to Instagram or something?
What do you mean?
There's posts from you on Facebook all the time. There's even a story. There was a story.
What?
On Facebook of you.
Are you following my right page?
I don't know. It comes up on my fucking feed. It's not like I go to the page, but it comes up on the feed.
Hold on.
Yeah, you got to find it. I mean, it's definitely you. And sometimes I go, what the fuck? She said she's not on Facebook.
Hold on.
So you're saying that there's a lot of people that impersonate you.
Yeah, and I haven't posted on Facebook since. I think the last time I posted on Facebook was the day I released my book, and I said, hey, my book's now on Amazon.
Really? So maybe maybe it's the wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, that's definitely not me. And I definitely would never post a story on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, that's not me.
No.
Are you talking about my Instagram story?
No. I'm talking about maybe you have them linked.
No, I don't.
Really?
I wholeheartedly 110% do not.
Yeah. So let me see if I look it up. I mean, I never look it up. It just comes on my thing.
I think I have arthritis in my knees. Just to That's throw that random. Out there.
Yeah. Okay. Is it Danielle K. Victor? Is that how you are on Facebook?
Let me see. I am. Yeah, Danielle K. Victor.
Okay. So there's one. There's another one. There's two. More people. Okay. University of Massachusetts.
Yeah. Amherst.
From Boston.
Yeah.
Lives in L.A. Okay. So let's see what you have posted here. February 19th, makeup artist. Yeah, that's like a tweet of you posted here. This is makeup artist available.
Oh, right, for a shoot. Yeah, right. Okay.
So that was from Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So other than that, I don't think and the only time I ever post on Facebook if I'm looking for something. Like I went to Chicago, I was like, hey, does anyone work at hotels in downtown Chicago?
So why does it come up on my thing all the time? What the fuck?
Maybe you're thinking of Instagram. Because Instagram, I post pictures like every day.
No, I swear to you, it comes up on my thing. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is that you here?
That's like from 6 years ago.
Right. But I think it is on your feed. Okay. I don't know, man. But it's pretty... Here, let's see. Yeah, you come up quite a bit here. There's a lot of Daniel K. Victor.
Yeah, I told you. It's so weird. Even on Instagram, if you type my name in, it's like, what the hell, people?
Yeah. So that's what it is. So one of them comes up on my feed.
People are so creepy. Can you imagine going to someone's page, stealing their pictures, and posting as somebody else?
Right. Wow, that's a pretty hot picture there.
That's so old. But yeah, I love that picture. Yeah.
She's practically nude here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should see the pictures I'm about to. Really?
Yeah.
I was chubbier there.
No, not at all. Not at all. But it just kind of, it looks more like Gabby, I think, from the side. Yeah.
Well, that was weird.
Oh, no.
I think I might have the hiccups.
Yeah, I know.
Let me hold my breath.
Well, that's okay. We only have 5 minutes. We can end early if you want.
No. Supposedly when you hold your breath, sometimes it works for me. Sometimes it does work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. For me, it usually happens from the Coke, you know, from the carbon.
Yeah, I'm drinking carbon, too. I'm drinking my cellulose, so that's probably what it's from.
It is.
And I was talking while I was taking a sip, so that's probably what it was. What was I going to say to you?
We were talking about...
pictures.
Yeah.
Did you see my pictures that I uploaded last night?
No, we're on Instagram.
Yeah, never Facebook. If I'm ever talking about posting, it's never going to be Facebook. So
right,
yeah.
Okay. Now I get it. Because it seems like you do, you know? Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
So you don't have a story here. I'll just look you up real quick. And let's see. Okay, there you are. Yeah, those pictures I saw, but I saw it on Facebook. I swear to you.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
I swear to you.
But that's from the photo shoot I did.
Oh, really?
Remember I left that day?
Right,
and I was like, I think I'm just going to go to this random photo shoot.
Those are cool pictures because you're not too made up either, you know?
Yeah, I barely put on makeup.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Barely put on anything, really. Yeah, go to Danielle Victor's page, guys. You can
XXO see Danielle on Instagram.
Yeah, XXO Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 352,000. That's pretty cool, man. You got to be proud of that. Doesn't matter why you have those followers. You're considered an influencer, so start influencing people.
Yeah. I was hoping I'd have enough time to. So my count is 352,433. So I'm almost at 353.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, if I had that many followers, man, I'd do so many things with it.
I'm trying to.
I know.
Like to see the professional pictures that I'm starting to upload, I think that's probably going to get me. That's going to get me a better chance of working with clothing brands as opposed to all the shitty quality pictures I've been.
Right.
I might go through my page and archive a bunch of stuff too.
What you need to do is you need to think who would most be interested in your followers, like who your target market, who wants that target market.
Mm.
You know, people that are following you. So you got to find some kind of a common denominator for them. Like to say, okay, it's mostly women, it's mostly this age. This is why they're following me. Right. Things like that. You know?
Well, it's definitely mostly women.
Right.
I don't have really that many men on my page, so.
That's amazing to me.
So, you know what's funny, right? Look at this.
Do you have, like, stats of how many men, how many women?
No, it just says 77% women.
77%?
Yeah, 23%
male. Where does it say that?
Right here. Hold on. If you go to your profile and you hit Insights.
Oh, the Insights. So it's a business account, right? You have to do.
Yeah. And then you hit Audience.
Right.
And so my top locations are New York, Chicago, Philly, Detroit, and Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is pretty low.
Yeah. It's
weird.
So you're an East Coast girl.
Yeah.
At least you're known as one.
And then 77% woman, 23% male. And then it just says like my best days to upload are today actually. So today and Mondays. So the picture I uploaded last night, right? It only has 7,185 likes.
Right.
But
let me ask you this: if a website had, let's see, like 100,000 or something, right?
100,000 what?
Followers.
Okay.
Is it 100,000? I think, but let's say it doesn't matter what number.
Right.
Right. Oh, but they have a lot, like tens of thousands at least. Right. And then every picture they post, no more than 130 likes. Does that make sense to you?
No. I mean, if you're at like 20,000
right,
and you're only getting like 100 or so likes, that's pretty normal.
Right.
Because there's people that'll have like 30,000 getting like 700 likes on their picture, which kind of makes sense.
Right.
But if you have 100,000 and you're only getting 100 likes, something's off for sure.
Something's off, right?
Yeah.
Something's very off here, and I know that. I know that, and I
But also, it's impressions. Like, I only got 7,000 likes on my picture, but it says total impressions on that one post, I have 71,085.
Right. Okay, look at this. They have 175,000.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me put a picture that I think might 70. Okay, from 2 days ago, 70 likes
mm-hmm.
to that picture. Okay, another picture I'll put up. 87 likes from 2 days ago.
Hmm.
That's not a place that has 175,000 followers, right? What do you think?
It depends. So how it come depends what the post commenting? Is, because like sometimes I'll post something up, like if it's.
But no, all the posts.
No, because some
I haven't found one under account that.
But
that
it all depends. Like they might have that amount of followers. Like they might have a genuine amount of 175,000.
Right.
But people are following for specific posts. Like, okay, for instance, if it's
listen,
a...
Listen, we got to run. I just realized we're over time. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
There's people after us.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, folks. Tomorrow's a new month. It's also Friday. We'll be here with you, as always. And see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.